Okay, it's time for Master Life. It's 11 o'clock. Okay, let's start the session with a prayer. Father, we humbly come before you. We give thanks for the five brothers and sisters who just been baptized. We acknowledge that God, you indeed is among us and doing your wonderful work. We also pray that you will continue your deepening work among us, that we who are taking the discipleship class, that our life will be changed too. By the end of this training session, we will have a new perspective and a new way of living. We humbly present this prayer into your hand, and with Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay. Master Life, and we are, as I mentioned, we have five brothers and sisters who are being baptized today. I think two of them, Jia Jun and Chong Yue, received Christ in April, the evangelism meeting, which Frank was the speaker, and we're very thankful for that. It's a wonderful thing. Frank is here. We just say something bad about you. Okay, let's do some review now. Live victoriously. That's the topic last week. Okay. We're at the end of Book 2, Disciples' Personality. Let's do some review. We have 6 weeks. Week 1, the topic was Do God's Will. Week 2, Renew Your Mind. And Week 3, Master Your Emotions. Week 4, Present Your Body. Week 5, Be Filled with the Spirit. Then we come to the last week. That's Live Victoriously. With the 5 weeks before last week, you have enough knowledge and know-how to live a victorious life. You know how your will, your mind, and your emotion work, and how let your whole body be used by God instead of be used by Satan. And you learn how to be filled with the Spirit. Okay, let's do some review. Last week, live victoriously. As a result of last week's study, you should be able to, one, explain how the disciples' personality can be used to achieve victory. You should have the whole concept, the whole understanding of the disciples' personality. You should be able to present it, explain it, know how it works. Number two, express how Jesus has ensured victory for his disciples. It's by his victory that we claim in faith. We should also be able to live life victoriously. Yeah. By now you should have knowledge. It's Christ who's changing everything. All the things you learned so far is Christ-centered. So by now, you should be able to have this concept deeply embedded in your mind, in your heart, and know how to practice it. A life-centered life, a Christ-centered life. All right. Evaluate the degree to which you are living in victory. And let's do some review. Live victorious. 5 days. First day, we learned the victory over sin. Second day, alert to the enemy, the Satan. Number three, a victory you can claim. That's Christ's victory. And number four, resisting temptation. It also mentioned one thing about temptation. Instead of resisting it, you can do what? Fleeting. Remember? Flee, run away from temptation. And number five, victory in Jesus. Victory over sin. That's the first day. The lesson teaches us, first you have to know yourself. Do you know yourself? In order to have victory over sin, you need to know how your personality works. How does it work? why the world and your sinful nature is affecting you, and how we can achieve victory. Number two, rely on the Spirit. Knowledge, including spiritual knowledge. We know a lot about what the Bible says is power. But the real power is the Holy Spirit. So we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit in order to achieve victory. Number three, don't be worldly. That's because most of us, let's be honest, most of us are worldly Christians. We have two openings. And the worldly mind does not submit to God's law. It cannot please God. So there's a strong warning or strong encouragement that the disciples of Christ cannot be worldly. Number four, choosing Christ daily. Victory is a daily choice. Every day you get up, you choose Christ. You choose to crucify your flesh with Him daily and consciously allow the Spirit to fill you. That's your daily choice. So take up your cross daily and choose Christ daily. In that way, we may achieve victory. Alert to the enemy. Who is our enemy?
Satan.
Very good. Yeah. Respect your enemy. The book says, Satan is powerful. Only foolish Christian fails to take Satan seriously. So do take him very seriously. He's a much, much powerful force than you and I. Only God can overcome him. Okay, understand there are three forces against you, not just one. The three forces against you are, first, the Satan. Second, your sinful nature. Third, the world around you. They together try to defeat you. So understand there's a Satan, there's your sinful nature inside of you, and there's this world around you. Three forces against you. So be alert. Satan attacks each Christian at a point of weakness. Who among us ever have a point of weakness? We all have a point of weakness, and we have them very often. He looks for moments of distress, doubt, fear, and pain to gain a foothold in your life. So we need to be on guard most of the time, all the time. Day three, the book teaches about a victory you can claim. That victory is Christ's victory. Okay. Christ has gone before you to provide victory for you. He condemns sin in the flesh. See, this is he's dealing with your sinful nature. Number two, he overcame the world. Number three, he destroys Satan's works. So Christ has won, and by faith you can claim his victory daily. If Christ's life is living through us, then we will have the victory against these three forces. Dynamics of victory. There are two dynamics. The first dynamic is death. Especially today we have baptism. It's a very good time to talk about death and life. Okay? The old self is died with Christ, and the new life is alive with Christ. So one is death. The repudiation of self-seeking and self-will. So die to your self-centered old self. And the other is new life, the complete commitment to the Lordship of Jesus. So those are very important concepts we have. All right, number four is very practical, resisting temptation. When temptation comes upon you, you don't have time to flee. Then the only thing left to be done is to resist it. Okay. Sin begins with temptation. Temptation itself is not sin, but dwelling on it, dwelling on the temptation is sin. So don't feel guilty if the temptation comes upon you, but if we spend time on the temptation, we dwell on it, then it is sin. Number two, fleeting temptation. Even spiritual Christian flees temptation and pursue a path of righteousness. If we have that chance, we can flee, by all means run away from it. And we commit our life, our thoughts to a path of righteousness. It's very, very helpful that if we have something that's wholesome, something that's right, something that's good, inside of coming in, I mean, we intake something that's wholesome and good instead of bad things. You need something good to replace the bad. If you just say, oh, I will do away with the bad, but you don't have the good thing get inside, it's very hard to fight the fight. So with the path of righteousness, we can win. And pray. The book strongly recommends prayer. The prayer is powerful. It can give you strength to resist the temptation. By the time you are tempted, remember, even a very short prayer will work. Remember to come to the Lord and pray to Him to give you enough strength. Day 5, Victory Jesus. He is able. Do remember and believe that He is able. Jesus is able to bring victory to your life. Have faith in Him. Even the temptation is strong, Jesus is stronger. He is able. Applying the disciples' personality, as I mentioned, we come to the end of book 2. You now should have a good grasp of the concept of disciples' personality and know how your own personality works and how you can use this spiritual teaching, the disciples' personality, to achieve victory in your own life. For the last time, we do some review of this disciples' personality concept. It all begins with God who created you. And this circle represents a unit that is you. You have a body. God gave you a body and provide with your body 5 senses. Through the 5 senses, you make connection with the outside world. You decide what you're going to see, what you will hear, and smell, and taste, and touch. And also inside of you, you not just have a body that's on the outside. Inside of you, God provide you a soul. And it has 3 parts: your mind, your will, and your emotions. And Satan works inside you through your body and your soul. He engages a battle of your mind, your will, your emotions inside of you. He also tempts you through your 5 senses. And you do have a choice. When you choose to connect with God, your spirit inside of you starts to work. So God provides the 3rd element inside of you, which is your spirit. So body, soul, and spirit. God really made you good. And flesh, the part that's called flesh, which also means a sinful nature, Satan works inside of us, through our flesh. The natural person, his spirit is dead, and the door to God is closed. And this is what the Bible calls natural person. Okay, you are required to remember the 3 presentation. The first is natural person. And this Bible verse, 1 Corinthians chapter 2:14, you don't have to remember the verses, you don't have to recite it, but you have to remember it's this verse. You have to write down 1 Corinthians 2:14. Okay. Under natural person, write down 1 Corinthians 2:14. So you need to remember this. This is the natural person. Then we come to the 2nd representation. That's the worldly Christian. Both openings are open, and you need to remember this this Bible verses. Okay. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 1 through 3. Okay. Like the one before, just remember this verse. Then the third presentation is the spiritual Christian. And here the flesh is crucified, and the door to Satan is closed, and you have the spiritual Christian. Okay. This verse, I do hope you will commit to your memory. Galatians 2:20. I do hope you can remember the whole verse. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. This verse, I do hope you will remember, committing to your memory, this one. Okay, this is the spiritual Christian, and all the Bible verses. Along with Galatians 2:20, you have seven verses you need to commit into your memory. And the final presentation is this cross inside of you. That's the spiritual Christian. So next week when you come, you will be tested on this disciples' personality presentation, and you need to present it in three ways: the natural person, the worldly Christian, and the spiritual Christian. Okay. You will continue to work on your salvation testimony. Remember, it's a salvation testimony. And the book gives you clear instructions, and you need to follow it faithfully. You are not allowed to do it your own way. You have to follow the instruction, all the 4 points have to be in your testimony. And whatever the book requires you of doing, you need to mention this and that, you need to do so. And you need to get it done in 3 minutes, or as closely as possible. So this is the salvation testimony. Continue to work on it. Next week, we have a special meeting. We will not do any reviewing. We will have a workshop. It's called a testimony workshop. Okay. Next week's assignment. So congratulations on your completion of book 2. So this coming week, you don't have homework, actually. You don't have to do day 1, day 2, day 5. The book is done. Book 2 is done. So continue to work on your 3 minutes salvation testimony. Make sure you follow instruction. And practice what? The disciples' personality. You need to be able to explain the whole thing. And review all memory verses. And the next week, we have a special meeting. It's testimony workshop. Okay. We'll go through all the testimonies. So next week, it should be fun. Also, testimony workshop usually is a very good time of fellowship. We can hear stories, each people present how God worked through her life, his life, and it's really a very good testimony of God's working. Small group time. As usual, check each other's homework. Now you should be able to quote memory verses, all the 6. Especially the one we learned last week, Romans chapter 6, verse 12 and 13. Practice explaining the disciples' personality to each other and sharing. Share what you have learned about the disciples' personality. How does this new perspective help you to live the Christian life? So, because book 2 mainly we learn the disciples' personality, now it's time to share what you get from this new concept. And the testimony, continue to practice. Mostly this time, I think most of the groups has done with sharing the testimony. This time, help each other by critiquing and evaluating each other's testimony. Make sure you get your book out and everyone follow the instruction that's in the book. and it will end with a prayer time.